Hello, hello. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and since it's the internet, we can be heard all around the world, and thousands of guests that we've had on the show. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, and even though I don't have my sheet today, I'm talking to our Suites reporter, Gary Goldman, who actually had my sheet, I think, or maybe they got his sheet. So, Gary, you filled us up with some sweet treats this today before we started the show.
Yes, that's right, Jeffrey. Always bring the sweet treats for you folks. And today we brought some fabulous ones in today. Everybody had to try them out. Actually, we're going to be talking about bonbons today.
I like bonbons. The first ice cream bonbon I ever had was at Legal Seafoods many years ago. And I have a sweet tooth for chocolate ice cream bonbons. I think they're the best.
I kind of knew that, Jeffrey. That's why I brought in some of the flavors. I've had them at Legal's too. I thought they were quite good. And you know, you have like a full meal of like, you know, a fish dish, eating very healthy, and you don't want like a full dessert at that point. So you say to yourself, well, what am I going to have? Well, bonbons kind of fill the bill.
Right.
That's, of course, if you can stop at one, which is highly questionable. Anyways, we're going to be talking about bonbons, and we're also going to be talking about a combination of bonbons with something new that's to the market. It's a combination of East and West, mochi bonbons.
Mochi.
Mochi.
Uh-huh.
Mochi is originally a rice dish that was made in Japan, and they've combined it with ice cream in it, and they've created a new dessert. And you had the opportunity to sample it along with Alex. I don't know if Chris, the other producer here, has tried that at this point. He's probably busy getting ready. But anyways, we're going to be talking about that today, and it's going to be a fascinating show, Jeffrey. What did you think about the bonbons? Loved them, didn't love them?
Well, the first one I had was the dark chocolate vanilla ice cream. Vanilla ice cream bonbon from Trader Joe's, which I've bought many times. It's a staple of my manipulation of my son. He loves when I give him those things. The next one I tried was the fusion bonbon, which you didn't call it that, which it was all right. It didn't blow me away. I wouldn't be going away to buy it, but I could see where people would like it a lot. It's just not me. The third one was a pop with chocolate on the outside and mocha on the inside, and just chocolate mocha, I mean, you can't lose.
Right. It was called a lolly bon.
Yeah, a lolly
bon. Right. So it's kind of like a combination of a lollipop and a bonbon.
And that was a fusion one too, correct?
Right. Exactly.
Right.
So I guess the question is, do we like the pure approach to bonbons, the other one? And why did bonbons kind of like go away for a period of time? I remember when I was a kid, they used to be like Charles bonbons. Then Nestle's used to market them also, and we used to get them like in the grocery store, and then they might have been in existence, but they weren't quite as popular as they once were, and now they seem to be re-emerging again, reinvented, perhaps better. I'm not sure exactly why, and I'm trying to explore why people all of a sudden have gone back to them. I think one of the things that's nice about bonbons is you don't have to eat like an enormous quantity. Today, it's like it's all about, well, I want a sweet treat, but I don't want 9 million calories. And if you look at the side of the panel of the ice cream, it was basically the one little bonbon was between 60 to 80 calories, depending on the product. So if you can limit yourself to the 80 calories, you'll be okay. Jeffrey, do you think you can pull that one off, just have the one bonbon?
Well, normally I could. This morning I couldn't.
Okay.
I felt a professional obligation to you to try everything you put in front of me. And my stomach really appreciates it. It was a fusion of my breakfast and ice cream bonbons in my stomach. But, you know, I could always eat two bonbons. I do think it's nice. I think it's a nice treat. It's portion control, which I think is smart for ice cream because it comes in a pre-packaged portion control. And I think for people who want ice cream treats but don't want to get too indulgent, it's a nice way to go. I think it's a nice thing to do with dinner with guests, even to have as a dessert or afterward, just in general, at the house. So I think it does fill sort of a psychographic group, you know, a sort of or psychological positioning that other ice cream doesn't do
right
in the market. But also fun to sit around at the game, I guess, and pop bonbons. I'm sure Chris could do that all day long.
Right.
If you know Chris's eating habits, I mean, because he's the pizza king.
Right.
Right.
Right. And it's a nice combination, you know. In the one case, it was the lollipop, and it was the chocolate and the coffee. So it's nice to kind of finish off a meal. I guess the next question at hand is, can we then somehow transfer this bonbon and bring it into the retail sector? I mean, how could it possibly fit in? Would it be like as a topping? Would it be as a separate entity? You know, own an ice cream shop, since it's such as myself, you know, Truly Yogurt and Wellesley, been there 24 years. Maybe I want to introduce bonbons. How would I go about doing that, and would it work successfully? That's the question in my mind. Jeffrey, what do you think?
I think it would work. I think it's more of a takeout thing where you take it home. I'd see it in the fridge as something I would take home, packages of that. I wouldn't go to an ice cream shop to have a bonbon. I would take them home.
Right. But you think that if it was properly marketed and it was properly merchandised, you think that it could be successful?
If it was fresh ice cream and you dipped them there on the spot and you made it sort of that customized bonbon, I know that I would buy them and bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I would buy packages of a dozen.
Right. Another question that
I hate you afterward. Hate you vehemently.
We only tried like the ice cream ones. Do you think it works as well for frozen yogurt, or is it really a rich indulgence, and because of that, with the chocolate?
Well, you know, there are those people who believe that frozen yogurt is the only way to go, and that this is their way towards healthy snacks. So I would say frozen yogurt, dark chocolate, bonbons, you know, you appeal to that sort of compromised state of health and ice cream.
Right. Now, the bonbon originally came from France. Jeffrey, obviously.
It's a French word.
Bonbon.
Oui.
Mais oui.
Ça, c'est bon.
That means doubly good, I suspect, since that's what bon means. So it must be unbelievably good.
Right.
And, you know, there's a funny expression that people use. You know, I wasn't sitting around all day eating bonbons. Well, let me tell you, they were pretty good. And I think I could picture myself sitting around eating bonbons all day.
If I didn't care about my health and I didn't love exercise and I was sitting home and watching football all day Sunday and there was no conscience, I could sit and eat chocolate bonbons all day.
Mm-hmm.
And what about Chris and have some pizza in between?
Now, what about the merging of the other ones, the mochi and the bonbons? Do you think that can work, or it has to be right
in the
right?
It's a little too novel for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you know, if I'm going to go for the small indulgence, a controlled indulgence, I want a really controlled indulgence. The fusion one didn't satisfy my desire to indulge.
Right. So was this so much?
And it didn't have chocolate on it.
Right. Exactly.
Once you put chocolate on ice cream,
automatically good.
I mean, it's just a double whammy.
Yeah. The problem that I had with it was the rice consistency. I thought that was a little funky for me, but when I'm thinking of ice cream, I'm not really thinking of rice at the same time. So,
You know what I think the bonbon has done? It sort of has captured that old Dairy Queen dip. You know, I mean, they used to dip it into the chocolate and it would get crusty on the outside. People don't want to go and have a whole cone dipped in chocolate. And here you have just your little piece, your portion control of ice cream with dipped chocolate on it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're doing it, it's a fresher chocolate.
Right.
And so a fresher ice cream.
Right. So if you're doing it fresh, perhaps you could like accessorize it with, you know, either sprinkles or something else. Right.
Diamonds.
Add some pizzazz.
you say accessorize. A Red Sox cap.
Right. Whatever it takes, my friend. You know, as far as making the sales.
I never thought of accessorizing ice cream.
That is an accessory.
Now you really are indoctrinated into the ice cream world.
Oh yeah, that's the lingo, baby. Inside and out.
Accessorize your ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Between you and today, I'm going to see Bruce Ginsburg of International Ice Cream. I'm going to be ice creamed, you know, out the wazoo today.
You can ask him about his bonbons. How are they? And I'll say, Jeffrey, what are you talking about?
I have a very good relationship with Bruce. I'm sure he's not listening, but I'm never going to look at Bruce and say, hey, Bruce, how are your bonbons? I think it would really change the nature of our relationship.
Well, it could take it to the next level, which you want to do.
You know, it's just not Bruce. Other guys, maybe.
So
I'm not even sure I want to tell him I had this conversation.
So anyways, you know, as far as the bonbon industry, it dates back to the 1700s. So there's like there's a whole historical.
Come on. Do you know the history, how it got started?
Yes.
Give it up.
Okay. Well, it started in France. And they made it for like one of the you know, the kings of France. It was
Charles Le Bonbon.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, they used to sit around all the royalty and eat these things from dating from
that
the seven
I believe.
And dating from the 1700s. And it was really an indulgence. And now.
And
you
how
know,
did they freeze their ice cream back then? How did they do it? Is it just churn it and eat it right away?
Churn it and eat it right away. There was no refrigeration or anything else. It was right. just like, just let's go for it
ça
now.
C'est bon?
Yeah. Mais oui. Bien sûr. And,
bring me my bonbons. Yeah.
No, they really liked it. And I can see why, you know.
Yeah.
So it was great. And it was great being here today, Jeffrey, to talk about bonbons.
You mean you're leaving me already?
No.
I wasn't even throwing you off the air yet.
Not yet.
I was just getting rolling on my bonbon stories. I thought you were going to give us a full history lesson of the history of the bonbon.
Well, there is one thing I wanted to talk about bonbons, and that is, you know, if you're in the area and you love bonbons, there's a number of places that actually do specialize it in the area.
Give it up.
So you might want to
and they
you know,
are?
Truck on down. Well, one of them is in Chinatown. It's called Beard Papa's on Harrison Avenue.
Yep.
They specialize in it. Also, another place in Chinatown, probably going to be getting the mochi bonbon in this case, and that's the Shabu Zen on Tyler Street in Boston. And if you don't want to drive into downtown Boston to check them out, you can also pick them up at the Boston Tea Stop, which is at Harvard Square on JFK Street in Cambridge. They all have bonbons. Bonbons are a thing that's going to be catching on in the future, like we spoke about today. Not sure exactly how it's going to fit into the retail sector if you have an ice cream shop. These people, you know, have like they're like pastry shops, and the other place actually is a like kind of like a bubble tea place that has you know, ice cream and mochi treats also. So they kind of use it as supplementing, and that's kind of how I envision it fitting into the ice cream industry also.
You know, this guy is for real. I mean, this is every time I see him, he's got ice cream on his fingers. He's like talking ice cream. He's wearing his ice cream hats. You can find him on YouTube talking to me. This guy loves ice cream. There has been competitors who have come and gone over the years. They all come and then they go. And left standing is Truly Yogurt in Wellesley, right?
That's correct.
Fine. And where in Wellesley when they want
we're
to
We're at 35 Grove Street in Wellesley, Jeffrey. And speaking of awards, phenomenal. Given another award, they just keep pouring in. Not only earlier in the year did we win one of the top 10 ice cream stores in Massachusetts, which I am so grateful for everybody for awarding us that. We got the Hometown Weekly 2016 award for best ice cream store in Wellesley. Within quarter of a mile, there are six competitors, and we were named number one. So good. That we're at 35 Grove Street. We're open currently from noontime to 9 every single day.
So I just go into the store, Truly Yogurt, ask for Gary, say, I want to see you're number one. I want to see your bonbons. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Clearly that was Gary Goldman. We have Chris to my right. He's already had two or three bonbons himself. Actually, I think he passed on the bonbons for once.
Yeah, he's on a special diet,
yeah,
so maybe you'll have
only.
Him later.
He's on the pizza only, pepperoni pizza diet. Yeah, this is Chris 3.0. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories, not as sweet as this one, on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you.